And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, IRAs, and more, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. A Caro man is being held in the Tuscola County Jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed to be a minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures of Michigan, Jacob Comperta was taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators alleged he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the group's decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this time. However, officials say the case remains active. Records indicate Comperta was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, or by strangulation. He was released onto parole in August of 2025. Authorities say Comperta remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail as the investigation continues. Additional information is expected to be released if and when it becomes available. And as America gets ready to celebrate its milestone anniversary, Brown City hosted its own historic occasion. The time capsule that was buried in front of the library back when the community was celebrating its centennial 50 years ago was unearthed and opened in late June during the city's sesquicentennial. Dozens of letters, pictures, old newspapers, and some keepsakes survived the test in good shape inside of the capsule. Some of the letters in envelopes were from churches, businesses, or families who were predominant at the time the capsule was encased. Some of the descendants of those who wrote letters were at the event and given the letters as keepsakes. The event ended with mementos from 2026 being placed in a new capsule to be opened 50 years from now in 2076. And two people were safely rescued Tuesday afternoon after their 54-foot yacht ran aground on the Port Austin Reef near the Port Austin Lighthouse. Huron County Central Dispatch received the distress call shortly after 1:15 p.m. after the disabled vessel began taking on water in shallow water. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen and Conservation Officer Kyle Buchholz, who were already in Port Austin, responded by boat. Before they arrived, a nearby Navy Sea Cadet training vessel launched a Zodiac rescue craft and safely removed the two occupants, a father and daughter, from the Detroit area. The pair was then transported back to Port Austin by responding officers. No injuries were reported. Authorities say the boat was traveling from Port Sanilac to Tawas when a navigation error caused it to strike the reef. The Port Austin Fire Department was initially dispatched with a rescue boat but was canceled before launching. Salvage crews are expected to recover the yacht after making temporary hull repairs to control flooding caused by damage from the grounding. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate, short-term, FDIC-insured CD? This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 3-month fixed-rate CD at 4% from North Point Bank, PCD. A 1-year fixed-rate CD at 4.15% from State Bank of India. Or a 2-year fixed-rate CD at 4.2% from Ally Bank. Lastly, get a 3-year fixed-rate CD from State Bank of India, New York.
For more information, please call me at 989-269 7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
CD rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase and applies to the aforementioned terms. Interest is paid either annually or semi-annually, depending on the product. A penalty may be charged for early CD withdrawal. Fees could reduce earnings on the account. Advertised rate is valid as of 6/30/2026 and subject to change daily without notice. FDIC insurance is $250,000 per depositor. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.